Auburn Gittin continued, Yud Zayin Elulei Tov Shalom Ches, September 19th, 1978, on Tuesday, continued.
Here.
Then we saw that the Rashi mentions that in case of Ubay was married to Shimon money, and then Ubay was married to Shimon was the label, and then Ubay died, the Malve died, and we left children, and then. The children of the Malve, so they produced the shtar Mikuyah against Shimon, the rainbow. Then Shimon, the rainbow, produced the Sheva, allegedly that was executed by the Malve. But the Sheva is the Sheva Sheva Mikuyah. So the Rashba says that we do not say we attain this yet on behalf of the children of the Malve, that the Sheva that the Malve produced, so it is a misuyev, so maybe there is no Sheva. And since there is no Sheva in this, so the Shtar, the children of the Malve produces the Shtar Mikuyah, and they'll be able to collect. And Shimon is not going to say Kolua because Shtar Yoli, my boy. But if there is a Sheva, so that's a Raya that it was paid. But if we are going to be taking Misuye, so that means there is no Sheva. So there is just Shtar Goye, Shtar Goye Mikuye. So you should be able to be given. So the Rashba says, it cannot be given. Says, "Umami mochik tavra shor liyasi." Avogad in sky principle, we mamim bishtar. But why don't we say that it's misuyev? So in there is no shade there. If there is no shade, there is a shachel produced by the children of the Malve. So we should be able to collect from Shimon. The answer is we do not say. This is what Rashi is saying. We do not say kamine in order to help the Neitzi to be collect money. We only say Taninen to help the Muzek, that the Neitzi should not be able to collect from it. Not, but we do not say Taninen in order to enable the Neitzi to enable the Tebeya to be made. We only say Taninen to enable the Mitva so that the Tebeya shouldn't be able to be given. This is what the Rashi says. And that's a raya that it has a shaykhes with what he said before, otherwise why mention this halacha? Now, but this does not seem to be so kosher. There is a Gemara Ibo of Asher. I mean, of course the Rashba has reference to Gemara Ibo of Asher. Gemara Ibo of Asher of Zayin. Ha-hushtor of Zayin on this. Ha-hushtor of the Yasmin. Dinofika leitava. There was a shtar, the children, there was the same tami. So the same tami of Ruvain, produced a shtar against Shimon. But then Shimon produced the shaver on it. And the shaver, so the Gemara doesn't say whether it was Mikuyen, not Mikuyen. The Gemara doesn't say it. Omer Afchomen. So Rav Chome said, "Agvuy Eloi Magvino, Umikra Eloi Karino." So it's gay, but we cannot be gay. We cannot be gay. And Umikra Eloi Karino. So in other words, so the children, the saying that the Malbe cannot be gave the Chayim from the Lame. Even though the Shtachayim, the saying for Jews, is Ishtam Kuyin. Why? Because there is a Shayim against it. So then you say, since there is a Shayim against it, so Mele, the Shtar is worthless. So let's tear up the Shtar. So Mikhaloikarino. We cannot tear out the Shtar. Agvuyaloi Makvinale, because the Nofik Tavra, because there is a Shaver against it. So if the Shaver negates the effect of the Shtar, so Mele, let's tear out the Shtar. Why should we let the children of the Malve keep the Shtar? After all, there is a Sheva that negates it. So we don't tear up the Shtar. Mikra lo ikarim. Why? The Chidat le Yasme. Because now the Yisemim are done. So maybe when the Yisemim become daily, Dilma Maiser Ayumara, maybe they'll bring evidence that the Sheva is no good. That the Sheva is misery. So this is what Chafkhom is saying. We cannot, the Yisemim of the Malve cannot collect from the Leve because there is a Sheva that undermines the Shtar. But at the same time, we cannot say that since there is a Sheva that undermines the Shtar, so let's tear up the Shtar. That we cannot say. Because there is a possibility when the Yisemim will grow up, they will introduce proof that will show that the Sheva is no good. This is what Rabbi is saying. So Rabbi asked Rabbi, what do you say? Because Rabbi mentioned other halachas also before. But in this thing, Rabbi said that the halacha is not like Rabbi. So, in other words, so Rabbi said that we can tear up the shtatu because, after all, we have a sheiva. So the sheiva is good evidence that it was paid already. So maybe we can tear up the shtatu. This is what Rabbi said. Mar zutre, Reid Rav Mori Omar, Bihor Nami Yilchazit Rav Chom. The Daloch is not like Rabbi. We cannot tear up the Shtar. Why? The Yimise. The Tav Le Maaliyo, Iboya Mi Laapuki Bechai Abue. Umidoyav Ke, Shma Mino De Ziyuf Ezaki. Ziyuf Ezaki. In other words, that we cannot. Daloch is like Rav Chom. That we cannot. Why we cannot be gave the Shtar? Because there is a Sheva that says that is paid, so we can't tear up the Shtar. We can't tear up the Shtar. In other words, there is a Raglaim Lidovor that there is something wrong with that Sheva. Because if nothing had been wrong with that Sheva, how come that the Leve waited until the Malve died, then he could use the Sheva. After all, the Chayv matured in the lifetime of the Malve. So how is it that the Malve did not produce the Sheva while the father was alive? So that tends to indicate that there is something wrong with that Sheva. If there is something wrong with that Sheva, something may like that. There is that explains as to why the Leve did not produce the Sheva in the lifetime of the Mole. Alright, so in other words, the Aloha is like Hakom, that if there is a Shtachim, but then there is a Sheva, so then we cannot collect, but at the same time, we cannot tear up the Shtar. Now, so the Rashba says, the Rashba is referring to this Gemara. wo man mir macht da war Stor die Asle aber da von es kein Christo weil man gewinnen mit die Stor und mir weil kann mir die Stor aber da du Asle wir mir weiße Reihe und man auch da maybe when they become daily they say me so they introduce proof that the Sheva is a Mizuya so in Meile we cannot tell up the Stor weil hier bei Stor die Asle די נופיקל איטאבלע, ווי אומער רבינה אלו, די מיקרי קורא, ווי דן פסט על הקבינה. בוט רבינה זה, זה תציב מיקרי קארה, לא דה ארזוקה, סעדה בשקר ומזקינון, מי רבים קויה. So, דת גימורה, he says, דת גימורה, in Brobasre, has reference to a Sheva Mikuyem. Because if it had been a sheva she'ele mikuyem, so then Rabbeinu wouldn't say that we tear up the shtar. We tear up the shtar. If the sheva is a sheva she'ele. But anyway, what the Rashba says, so the Rashba says that the Gemara in Basra has reference to a sheva mikuyem. To a sheva mikuyem. So he says, ואומר רבין העוד, במקרה קרה, דארזו כסד ומשק ולא עם ארזקים. So he's my own inquiry. But he mentions in the case, so the Gemore, in Bobasra has reference to a Sheva Mikuye. But suppose the Sheva is any Mikuye, so he says, then we certainly cannot collect from we cannot collect with that shtar. Now, this is what the Rashi says. Now, let's see what the Chiddush Rambam says in Rovaska, and then what. Midlavki v'chai avuen shmanu ziyuf ezayim. Kashel, what does it deal with? Even kuye, if the sheva is a sheva mikuye, heichachashino. So he says. So why should we be heichesh? So the mele, we should tear up the shtar if the sheva is a sheva mikuye. So he had a raya bruhe that the debt was paid. So, and he, the Sheiver, is not Mikoyen. After the Sheiver, Kelun Mikoyen left Guru. So, it's not worth anything. Kedisel Ferchai Mozi. Veheicha Amrinon. Arzuke Sade. What does the Gemara say? Arzuke. The Gemara says, Rabbeinu said, בחור הילך הזה כך אומר לי בא מטאבר דיסאדה בשקרה לא עם הרזיקים so we cannot assume that the השאיבה are שקרון in other words we cannot say that it's מזויים we cannot say it's מזויים but if it's any מקויים why shouldn't we say it's מזויים איך אמרים הארזו כסאדה בשקרה לא עם הזקינון? הו בדידי חיישים. In other words, if the father had been alive, so then, we would say that it is misery. In other words, if the father would be there. So בדידי לא יחשינו? So ממילא, by the children, so it's also we have to say that Hashino. So that words why? Because of the Aloha of Tanina. So that word so we see so then he says the Rabban Umistapre Bilkuye that this the more deals with Ishtar Mikuye. Rabbine Sova the Mikaimim is Ashtar Shaloi Bifne Baldin. Mikaimim is Ashtar Shaloi Bifne Baldin. So Rabbine held that Mikani is a star, they were, you say, Mitana. So when he says, Umistabre Mikuyem, So it doesn't mean Mikuyim that it was already Mikuyim. When the Rebbe produced the Shem Be'er, so it was already Mikuyim. But they are ready Kiyum, who are ready to be Mikuyim. So it's Rabbeinu Sova, the Mikuyim is Ashtar, Shalom Bikri Baldi. So Memele Rabbeinu said that even though Ktani are considered Shalom Bifneyem, they say Mokdani, but we can accommodate Kiyum even though we Shalom Bifnebaldi. So Memele, the Sheva becomes a Mikuyem. And if the Sheva becomes a Mikuyem, so that negates completely the Shtachayim that is produced by the children of the Malbe. So Memele, we can tear up the Shtah, because it's completely negated, the Shtachayim. This is Rabbeinu said. So Rabbeinu said, "When comes the Shtah Shalom Yipaldi, who was a Hocha Lekalam Eichash, who has the Kinnon Sari B'Shakra, who must Kone, Kinnon Goliath Kei Chashino, Viloi Mizakino Lele Kiyume, Adi Gadla, the Chishtore Reyu Limto, Viloi Tachino Lele Kiyume." So he says, and the Maskon of the Gemara, like Rav Chome, that Shalom Yipaldi, so he cannot be Mikabu Dei Kiyum, so Mele, so the Sheva does not become a Sheva Mikuyem, and in view of the fact that they are ready to you, but it cannot be realized, the Kabbalah say this cannot be realized, because the Yisemi Maktani, so it's Shalom Yifnibaldi, but they are ready, who are ready to testify, to authenticate and to verify this Sheva. So Mimele, we cannot collect with the Shtachim on account of the fact that they are Eidim who are ready to testify. But if the Sheva would be any Mikuyim and there won't be any Eidim who are ready to testify, so then it's mashma from the Ramban Shite that then they would be able, the children of the Malveh would be able even to collect. But why? Because Tanina. So he says, "Hobidei Chashino, v'nidu lo Chashine." So we see that the Ramban shita that there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ramban. It's a very basic machlekes. In other words, whether we apply the aloche of Tanina regarding the Tevea to enable the Tevea that he should be able to be meitzi from the Muzik. So according to the Rashbo, we do not say Taninen to enable the Tevea to be meitzi from the Mitzvah. We only apply the aloche of Taninen of Pesach Michalilem to enable, to prevent the Tevea from collecting from the Mitzvah, but not that we should say Taninen to enable the Tevea to collect from the Mitzvah. That not. So that is the Rashbo Shite, and the Ramban Shite is to the contrary. As a matter of fact, I don't want to go over the whole Gemara in Ksuves because it's a complicated Gemara, but I would suggest that you should go over it yourself. The Gemara in Ksuves Daf Lamed Vov, Omedale, so it's at the bottom. So you'll see, I mean, if you go over all the Rishonim Shnukubetzes, not just Rashi and Geisus, if you go over just Rashi, so you can come in that everybody's shitting is that we apply the Aloche of Tanine regarding the Tevea. But if you go over all the Rishonim Shnukubetzes, I don't want to spend so much time on it. So you'll see that there is a Machlekes Rishonim and Debi. And this Machlekes is also the Machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ramban. Whether we say Tanine to enable the Tevea to be made see from the music. All right. Now, so we saw that the Shita of the Ri is, that in Kol Ashdois, so we are not here in Israel, on behalf of the Mitzvah of the Ponov, on behalf of the Yoshi, on behalf of the Likovitz. And one of the Rayas of the Ri is our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, I may be get back to Israel, and it's all Sheima before I Nechta, or before I Nechta, and you shall finish kind of a small. Or I, so, in a special takone, of Bifonayachim doesn't apply. But because of Kiyu, of a general din, so the Rai is, there is no general. And the other Rishenim Achirik, so they say, so Teisa says, Mishum Mikunakum Rabbonon. The Rashbo and the Ram, they mention both, Mishum Mikunakum Rabbonon, and also because Eino Yisurim Kinin Momentus. So we explain the Ram and the Rashbo that according to the Ram and the Rashbo, there are two halachas. First of all, there are two questions. One question is, let us be cautious that it's misuyim to get, let's say, even when the Shliach from Eretz Yisrael will be misuyim. So the special takonim for Nechtam doesn't apply. But let us be cautious from misuyim, just as we are cautious from misuyim, no other stories. So by all other stories, we are cautious misuyim on the basis of Psach Picholilin. And they don't hold that Psach Picholilin applies only to a tiny Dishriche, but not a tiny Dishriche. So here too, on the basis of Psach Picholilin. So as far as this time is concerned, of Psach Picholilin, so they say, Eino Yisirin Kidin Momenes, or as the Ram says, She Eino Yishol Amin Yishol Ba. But then there's another question. But Midrabono, true Midraise, it's in Machsum Ashtana Shnachat in Bezin. But in the Rabbonon, the Nechtel Reduce on the Bezin is lacking. If the Nechtel Reduce on the Bezin is lacking, so we have to be Cheshish for every contingency. Shriach or Loi Shriach. If we have the Raya of Shtores, of Eves, we don't have to be Cheshish. Otherwise, it Shtar would be effective. But with the Rabbonon, without Kiyu, so the Raya of Shtores is not complete. So the male is lacking, the natural is on the business is lacking. So the male we should be chenshish, maybe it was Messiah. So in order to dispose of that argument, so Teisves and Rashbo and Ram say, we should be doing a kulub rabono. So in other words, here the Chachomi are making a deraise. Since with the raise, there is no diminution in the natural induction, so even with Rabbonon by get, there is no diminution in the Nechtel Yisrael, even though the get was not this kind. Right. But this is not the Shita of all the Rishayim. The Rambam agrees with Tesis that we are not, that if an Isha produces a get, if it's not brought out the Shliach, but if an Isha produces a get, so then she doesn't have to be kind. And Bezdin will give her a heter, a psak, that she's allowed to get married without being mikayim the get. Without being mikayim the get. Alright. Now the Rambam says, Shein Yisun Kidin Momenes. And the Rambam doesn't say, we should be there from the Rabbanon. Apparently the Rambam shita is that the Chachonim will not be sachi, that with the Rabbanon, if the Shtar is not authenticated, it's kayim, so the Nechtel will do something Bezdin, is like, no, the Chachon didn't say that. So even with the Rabbonon, it's considered Nechtel Yisrael Bezdin, as long as there is no Yom. So even with the Rabbonon, it's considered Nechtel Yisrael Bezdin. Nechtel Yisrael Bezdin. So, but, by the Momenes, by other stories, because of Taninen. So, but get is Yisrael. So there is no Aloche of Pesach, there is no Baldobo, there is no Aloche of Pesach Picho, but anyway, the Rambam Shite is like Tesis in regard to the proposition that when an Isha herself produces a get, she can get married without being mekayim the get. That's the Rambam Shite. The Raivet is Chelik. The Raivet is Chelik in two places. The Raivet is Chelik in Bechaz Gereshim, in Perikin Beis, and the Chelik in Bechaz Avodah. Because Ketisha and Shichur Avodim is the same. Gam Ketisha, there is a takonim for Nechtel for Nechtam, for any Shliach who delivers from Chutz Loretz, and by Shichur Avodim, there is Shlashichu, there is a takonim for Nechtel for Nechtam. But, so the Rambam says, if an Isha produces a get, she doesn't have to be Mekayemet. If an Etnaini produces Shlashichu, whether that's soil or Chutz Loretz, he doesn't have to be Mekayemet. And the Raivet is Chelik on both of them. לגבי גט ישראלי כלגבי שתשיחו ישראל. גבי גט, הרמב״ם says, בפרטיבי זמחתיר של הרחבייס, היו לו שני עדים שיקרו שו, אף על פי שהם שם גט, הרי זו תינוס לחתחיל. הוציאו גט מתחס יודו, ואומרו גרשנו ביילי כזה, הרי זו נמנס ותינוסי. אף על פי שהם מקויים, כמו שבאמר. Because the Rambam is reiterating that halacha, because he already mentioned it in the Zayin. Because of the Raimed, Imer Anish is kind of a chesma. Avot Pishol Yotzol Ovir. That's what we get. In the Chesavod, in the Raimed, Sassog is a little longer. So the Rambam says in the Rav Bechavon Malach Zayin, V'chil tzat shovim, V'melech u'meibi, Sh'ameibi get shichu b'arts Yisroel, Ein tzorech leima, B'fon lechta u'fon lechta. U'fchutz lorets, Im en eidim tzuyim mikayme, V'yomar ha'shliach, B'fon lechta, B'fon lechta, Zehu kiyume. V'im bo odin, V'yirei rachakeinu mashichin ben, Kmo shibayam b'gidnoshim. כי שם שאולי שעצמו ויגיטו ונצריכו לקיימי, הוי ועגת יצא מתחס יודו, כך אוהבת ששתשיכו יצא מתחס יודי, אלי צורך לקיימי. אומר עבור, זה הדרך הילך או דרך לא יתן לפיבתנו. כי הוא מפורש מה שאין בבגמורת. What's the mocker of the Rambam? That when the Isha produces the get, she doesn't have to lekiimit. And basically we immediately give her a psak, heter. We will not say, without kiyum. Without him. The mocker of the Rambam is a gemore, that called Dalit. In Gid. Because the Mishnah says that for Gimor and Vegas in Gid, for you should ask for me to be a Gito, or you watch it through Holim and for an echo for an echo. So Gimor is the Kashi. Isha of the Chimote Yodel, Gito Yodel in Kashi. So in other words, so the Rambam explained that. So there is no requirement for before the Nechtam, for Nechtam. That means there is no need for Kiyum. If we were going to assume that there has to be Mikayim, so why do you want to say Yishim Chibot and Yitlu Bot Likarasha, and there is no need for Nechtam, for Nechtam? There is a need for Kiyum. So that's the Rambam's, that's the Rambam's one. So that's what he mentions. כי הוא מפורש מה שאם הבגמור היא שמחבות ולקוד פיתל לא בעיקר שלו שנצריך לקיים ואין זה הדרך לא חלוכנו וכהי חום מוצינו שטר שקור לו בירה שיהיו בבית ולא הכירו ואם יהיה מה שמצורך כאילו מה שיערי לו לא מנולה דמסניס לבו חקומה תראו לו חנה מקומה צריך לשתים ולפנדחת ולפנדחתם שלא יתום לדירו ולא יתיך לקיים והמייק שלו עם חמיבות פיתליות בעיקר שלו והמתארג עם הזה כמו כן, איך שעושה מגורו בו מה שנצריכם קיים, מפעד האם גאר יובל ועוד נצריכם קיים, והשיח אומר שאף לא אילה, סוף כל זה, הרמב״ם הוא בבינה, that if the power of the old man would be married, so then it's all קיים, and the Rambam says in so many words, if he did not be מקיים, and the power of the old man would be married, so the get will be put פוסל מדרייסה, the Rambam שתהיז, and of course, יש להשיח הוא בפוסל מדרייסה, but, as long as no one contests it, the Baal is not married or is not married, the Rambam says that the Ishe or the Evet is can act on it, on the Get or on the Shashichu, without having to be Mikai. So, Vasich Omeire, Afimu Yare, Eil Hatere Shishish, Vizereve Doriki Magir, El Vada Etzorich Leforish Bein Derech Achetz. So, but why does the Gemara say, Ishe Mechimoto Yitkiter Yodei Gashor? But Kiyum is required. So the Raimet, so before should say, the Raimet explains the Gemara not like the Rambam. The Rambam explains the Gemara, so it doesn't need any Kiyum. So the Rambam explains the Raimet explains the Gemara differently. But when a Shliach delivers a get from Chutz Lorenz, or when a Shliach, even when he delivers from Eretz Yisrael, so he's not required to say it, but if he says it, it's effective. So when the Shliach delivers a get, so then we have a special kulin. They didn't know the Shliach is in the Dechot, so the Rabbonon were misakein that the Shliach has nemones. and that the get can be niskai on the basis of the testimony of an idel, because meidach daik, because a little daik, whatever the reason. Masha'im came in the isha herself produces a get, or produces a get. So Bezdin will not give her a psaketa to get married unless she produces two witnesses who will authenticate the get. Not, so in other words, so when the isha produces herself the get, then it's more humble than when a shliya delivers. When a shliya delivers, so it can be niskayim by the techot, by the shliya. But Masha'im came, when the isha produces a get, so even if she'll produce one witness who will testify that he recognized the signatures, she will still not be able to get married, but she'll have to produce two witnesses, like Kim Shtor is Alam. So then the Gemara is Kashi. Here the Mishnah says, who is Shad Mir Atzmon V'yogito, will watch it for Nechtu for Nechtam, and if she says it for Nechtu for Nechtam, then there's no give up to get married. Why? Yishim Echimot Egitel Yom Yigal Shem, and the special takonah of Nechtu for Nechtam is effective. Doesn't apply to a case where the Yishim will really get. It only applies to a case where the Shriach hands over the get to the Yishim. This is how the Raivet explains it. Alright. Now, so we have the Shita Sarai. Then we have the Shita of the Rashbo. Now, the Rashbo is not so explicit, but the Rivosh says it, and you can be medayiket from various Rashbos in it, that's the Rashbo Shita. Now, the Rashbo is also Chelik on the Rambam. Because on this Gemara, the Mokeh of the Rambam is Isha Mechimote Gitel Yodei Garsha. Isha Mechimote Gitel Yodei Garsha. So that's the reason. So how does the Rambam explain it? So there is no need for Kiyum. How does the Raivet explain it? The Raivet doesn't say it himself. But the Mephoshim says. How does the Raivet explain it? Isha Mechimote Gitel Yodei Garsha. So the declaration of for an echta by the Isha will not be sufficient. Declaration by the Shliach is sufficient, but by the Isha, it requires real kiyum, the general din of kiyum. In other words, by two edim, not by an edecha. This is how the Rashbo is masik on the Rambam, the Chiddush Rashbo. I forgot it. Isha mechimot kitol yod yigashlo. Kotzum Rambam zah. So Isha shaget teitzim tachas yodo. How can the Rambam say that if Elisha produces a get, so without Kiyum, Bezdin will let her get married. In other words, the Isha is Nemenes. But the Gemara Yisra says that the Isha is only Nemenes if it's a Peshi or a Peshi. In other words, if we don't know that she was married, and then she comes and says, I was married, but I was divorced, so then she's Nemenes. She's Nemenes. But if we know, if she's who the cause of the Isha, and then the Isha says, I got divorced, so without Eidim, she's not Nemenes. So here too, without any kiyum, why should she be Nemenes? But that's no kasha against the Rambam. Of course, I mean, the Rambam agrees that if she's Hozukan and Shishish, so maybe the Isha is not Nemenes. But here, it's not on the basis of the oneness of the Isha, but it's on the basis of the Raya of Shtores. Because if the Isha produces the get, and what does the get say? That her husband divorced her. So maybe that's like Hagodah Seidim, they Yechsime Akansira, they Yibiru, and the Gerish. And the Yiddish. So it's no kasha get. Anyway, he's chelik on the Rambam. So the mele, we cannot explain the Gemara the way the Rambam explains. Isha mechimot v'kito yod yigal shalo. So there is no need for kiyum. Elo, so what's the pshat in Gemara? Elo if isha zhaninu, ho isha atzma mevi yod yito, ve'ino megereshes, at shito v'kito, v'teima v'kore nechta v'kore nechta, ho v'vicho chikshu, v'chei v'isha megereshes, Elo, bishin biso le bezin mitem for a nechta for nechta, val in chinos no lo abal is garsho, vo yikim ne maslisi, v'neis no yon mitman. So, all right, there's a terrible one. So he says, the kasha of Gimori is, Because here the Mishnah says, we shat me viakito, we what, shekuma, before lechta for lechta. So it implies that the declaration by the isha before lechta is viakiv, techalei sagesh, mirabonon, she does not have the correction, until she makes that declaration. And that's the aloha gabashiach, mirabonon. Suppose a shliach from Chutzlaretz delivers a get to the isha, so he has to say, suppose he doesn't say, he entered over and he doesn't say. There. So according to the mayor, so is the blood is a mamza and the other. Kalam Shan Madriya Shikal Chachon in the Kitten is hated a lot mamza. A mamza. But the Chachon in Machil can't the mayor, and we pass like the Rabbonu, of course. So the flat is not the mamzer, but what the Chachonim say? The Chachonim say that he, the Shliach handed over to the Isha to get, didn't couple the delivery of the get to the Isha with the declaration of Nechtam for Nechtam. So it's not necessary that Yazam Yitnero. So it's not necessary, but, so we say, he said like, "I may be getting this yam di nosna. The long story for the act of the nechta. Yeitz la vlad mamisa. Dino rab meya. The chachomim is the main vlad mamisa. Kizat yase yitleno himeno viyarze yitneno b'vnishnayim viyema before the nechta or before the nechta." So that words. So the halacha is that it's yitleno himeno viyarze yitneno viyitneno. So in other words, Tesis points out that if it's talking in divorce, so then it's not necessary that he should take the get from the isha and then make him deliver. And Tesis says this has a Russian an alter that even if it's lahat talking in divorce, but as long as it's asukim is inyan, it's not necessary. But one thing is clear: suppose the shliach handed over to the isha the get. Didn't say before lechta for lechta, and it's already not a sukkim misinia. So then he cannot just come and say before lechta for lechta. He has to pick up the get from her and make a new deal. So what do we see? That even according to Rabbanu, loyim boye according to Torah meya. So the blood is in my mamzer now. But even according to Rabbanu, that the blood is not in mamzer, because according to Rabbanu there is no such thing as a mamzer with Rabbanu. So, but with the Rabbonon, it's miyakev the gerush. In other words, even if the shliach handed over the get to the isha, but if he didn't couple it with the declaration of Vanechtam, with the Rabbonon, she is not migoreshes as yet. With the Raisa, of course, she is migoreshes. But with the Rabbonon, she is not migoreshes as yet. So, mainly in order that she should be considered migoreshes in the Rabbonon, there must be a new nisine. So, this is what the boy is asking, according to Rashi Pshat. Oh, he shats from Bia Gita. The Mishnah says, he shats from Bia Gita. Who will watch it in Mars? She tzich lema for Nechtam for Nechtam. So that implies that until, if she doesn't sing for Nechtam for Nechtam, mit der Rabbonon, it's the act of Gevashin. She is not divorced. So he says, the takone of for Nechtam for Nechtam, which was a special takone, and the takone was that it's miyakim mit der Rabbonon the Gevashin. So that applies only to a delivery by a shliach. But when the isha herself produces the get, and she wasn't divorced through the medium of a shliach, then the chachomim were not misakim the takone. But then she has to be mikayim like all other shtores. By all other shtores, there is no aloche that the kinyan takes effect only after kiyum. The kinyan takes, suppose, let's say, the malve produces a shtar. So he wants to collect from the nechosim. So basically we'll tell him, until you are mekayim the shtar, so you cannot collect from the nechosim of the lady or from the nechosim. So then he goes away, and then he tries to find a kiyum, and then a considerable time later, let's say, he brings in a kiyum, and they are mekayim. But it took him 3 months until he was mikayim day. So then, when once the edim are mikayim, so that means that the kinyan is l'mafreya. Suppose Suppose the Levi sold his nechosim to Likuches before he was able to be mikayim the Malka, was able to be mikayim the Shtar. Before he was able to be mikayim the Shtar. But, so he'll still be able to be given from the Likuches. We do not say that the Kiyum is miyakim the Kiyum. Only by Shliach, when Shliach delivers, they get to the Isha. So there is a Takonis Chachomim that in the Rabbanon, it's miyakim the Chaleis HaGirashim. Mimele, in order that the Gerashim should be Chalim in the Rabbanon, there has to be a new delivery. He has to pick up the get from the Isha and make a new delivery. But by all other stories, so Yachrish is from Mizuyim, if as long as he's not Mikayim. But if he is Mikayim, even though he's Mikayim later on, so we do not say that the Isha becomes Mikoreshes only when she produces the Nikiyum. Once the Isha produces the Nikiyum, so then we say that the Isha was Mikoreshes from the moment that she received it. We don't say after the Edim Amikayim the get, so then the Baal has to pick up the get from the Isha and make you deliver. Only by before Nechtam we say that. So this is Gemara's Kashi. Here it implies implying that without the declaration, so the Gerashim does not take effect. And if, let's say, it was, so then there has to be a new delivery. But she has to be Mikayim in order that we should be sure that the get is not Mizuyah. So the Kashi of the Gemara is, here, and it's not miyakim the gerashim, but Besdin will certainly not give her a heter linose until she produces a nikiyum. Alright, now, so that means that the Rashbo is chilik on the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that when an isha produces a get, she doesn't have to be miyakim at all. So the Rashba is chelik, but it appears from several Rashbos and the Rivosh in Tshuva Shin Pivo says it explicitly that while the Rashba is chelik on the Rambam, so the Rashba shite is not the same shite as the Raiva. The Raiva shite is that the same halacha that the Chachonim were misakim, that the Chachonim were misakim by all shtas. In other words, that in Malve cannot collect with the Shtar Boye, that in Ikeach or in Kabo Matone cannot recover the field with the Shtar Mechire or Shtar Matone until it is Niskayim, the same Aloche applies to get. The only Kule that the Chachomim apply to get is that he does not have to be Niskayim al betuim. In other words, if the Shliach delivers the get, then the Shliach himself can be Nikayim, even though he's a Nidah. And there is another Kule according to the Raivet. I mean, that the Raivet has to agree, because that's a Mishnah Mefureshes. You see, in other words, that's a Mishnah Mefureshes, because the Mishnah says, Hamei beget le'arz Yisrael yitzor shimel ponech le'ponech. But as long as they are co-heirim, so the Isha will be allowed to get married even without Kiyum. But according to the Raivet, even the Isha produces herself the get, so she has to produce a Kiyum. So according to the Raivet, when a Shliach delivers the get, so in other words, if he delivers the get, so it's kitei mechiyacho. In other words, that we see that this is... which you also require restraining the kimono. The meaning, in other words, if the isha will be mana ishliach kabore, not in the presence of two aiding, so the minu is nurinur, masheinke, but only, so the shita saramba means, only the minu of shliach kabore requires two aiding kimadomo, but the minu of shliach loche does not require two aiding kimadomo. And the Rambam's raya is, because we see that when someone is maybe in get, a shliach is maybe in get, so then he does not have to produce eidim. So there is no halacha that two eidim have to witness the minu hashlichus of the shliach l'loch. So it's a raya that only the minu of shliach l'kabole requires two eidim, but the minu of shliach l'loch not. That's the Rambam. Now, the Rambam is in two places. First, the Rambam is in Yuchat Yerush Yerik Vav, Halochedaret. Yechinu Yisho Shilachas Shliach Lehovi Loget Miyad Bailo Zehu Amika Shliach Aboye Vein Shliach Ilochel Vavoye Tzolchei. That's in Kabei Shliach Ilochel of Gerish, of Get. Now, in the Gimum Yuchasishis, Halachic as well, the Rambam in connection with the Shliach of Gushin. Kodroise Shliach Lekabel HaGushin, Tzorech Laseisi Bidnei, Abol Yisho Oso Shliach Lekabish Lekisho, in Tzorech Laseisi Bidnei, Sheimokim Lehi Bishlich Eso Yish, Elo Yidia Imit Asadoko, Omer Bibur. Lefichoch in Heidu HaShliach Lamshaleach, in Tzrich Lehi, Mishliach HaGet, וכמשליח שירשום להפס לתחום את חיית בכל מוקר שישלוח ישרות וכמייצי לנצוחי so everybody agrees that שליח לקבול לנהים ושליח לקבול לנקווי זה but the meaning of שליח ללוח קורת לרמב״ם לקווי הזון לאיתם כיפורי not איתם מקים הדבר אני קורת לרעיבד even the meaning of שליח ללוח לקווי הזה איתם מקים הדבר כוסף הרעיבד and כוסף הרעיבד in a bidden dumen right the Shliach HaGet, what's the Rambam's Raya? The Rambam's Raya is because we see that the Shliach HaGet does not need a lady. So he says, it's no right. The Shliach HaGet get Mechiyach Olam. When you Tchum in Tzorach in Kvar, Abo Bibush that the Shliach HaGet, Eni Kvum, Kibayda Shliach, Vam Shliach, Nam Melatmum. So the Rav Kram, it's no raya from the fact that the Shliach Leochet doesn't have to produce any. The reason is why the Shliach Leochet doesn't have to produce any, because he has to get in his hand. So the Chassidim themselves are Eidim and the Milashes. That's also part and parcel of the Rayov Shtores. Because how does the Rayov Shtores work? How does the Rayov Shtores work? Now, if someone produces a Shtar Avoy, so you can collect from the mouth, what's the Raya? Do the Eidim testify? Does it mean that the Eidim Uchasle the Shtar? That they saw the Avoy? The Aloch is, case the Shtar Ulao, the Loiva Avot Pishimah Ovime. So the Loiva can tell Eidim to Chasle Shtar, to execute the Shtar, even though the mouth is not around. So when the Eidim Chasle the Shtar, they don't know whether it will be Avoy or not. Many times, the Loiva tells the Eidim to Chasli Ishtar Al-Boye, because he expects to take a loan from a certain Mahobe, and then he changes his mind after the Eidim Chasli Ishtar Al-Boye, and they give it to the Leibe, so the Leibe changes his mind, and he doesn't even borrow any money. He doesn't even borrow any money. So how can the Eidim testify on the Al-Boye that did not as yet take place? Normally, the Alvoy takes place after the execution of the Shtar, and the Eidim Chasme before the Alvoy. Because the Malveh wants to be sure, he wants to be secure that he'll have a Shtar. So he wouldn't give the Levi the money until he has the Shtar first. So he cannot have the Shtar until the Eidim sign. So normally the Eidim sign the Shtar Alvoy already Shtar before the Alvoy takes place. So how does it serve as a right? It's the Rai of Shtores. Because the Rai of Shtores is based upon the Tvises Ashtar. By Tvises Ashtar. So in other words, because when they didn't chasm the Shtar, to whom did they give it to the Levi? They wouldn't give it to the Malve. How is the Malve able to have it in possession? Obviously, the Malve lent the money to the Levi, so then he demanded the Shtar, so the Levi turned over the Shtar to the Malve. So it's not just a Yechoches Dodis. It's not an extraneous Raya. This is how the Raya of Shtores operates. And the Raya of Shtores means the Raya of Eidim. So the Eidim Ashtar are Eidim on the Alboye, even though the Alboye took place after they signed. And by yet, so when do the Eidim sign it yet? Before the Gershon takes place. So, still, the Eidich Sine are Eidich Hagode and Eidich Biru and the Gershon, because this is how the Rai of Shtores operates. So the Rai says, Eidich Haname, that the Minu of Shliach Liloche requires Eidim Likimado. But then you ask, so how is it that when the Shliach hands over the get to the issue, he doesn't have to produce Eidim? How do we know? There's no Eidim, do we need Eidim Likimadoro? The answer is, the Eidim Chassime of the Get, just as they are Eidim Biru, and the Etzim Gereshim, and the Nasim Dasam Ischayet, they are Eidim Biru, and the Mila Ashlichas too. Because after all, how does the Get come into the hands of the Shliach? What does the Shliach do with the Baal's Get? He's not a husband. So, what does the Shliach say? I have to get my possession because the husband appointed me as the Shliach. So, mainly, the fact that he has to get his possession is Mechiyach Alok. That corroborates his testimony. So, we have a Raya of Shtores, so it's considered. So, every time when the Baal appoints a Shliach, Yiloche, to deliver the get to the Isha, and then the Shliach has the get, so the chsime of the get are considered as Eidi Biru and the Minu Ashliches, not only on the Gereshin, but on the Minu Ashliches as well. So Memele, now the Kasha is raised against the Raivet. The Raivet says that Get Isha is not different than all other stories, and just as no stories, there is Aloche, that we are Cheshish from Israel. When a Levi produces it, when a Malveh produces Shtar, when a Mikavu Matoneh produces Shtar, when a Nikeach produces Shtar. So by Get too, we are Cheshish from Mizuyet, if a Misha produces a Get, until she is Mikayim, But here, the Mishnah says, "Amen, you can belt his oil, it's also even for an echtam, for an echtam." Only Mishnah vary. But, if the, why is he better than when the Isha herself produces the gift? The answer is, we are only cheshish, maybe the Isha was misayin yet. Just as no stories. When the Malve produces the star, we are cheshish, maybe the Malve is forged. When the Mekabal Matonin produces the star, maybe he forged it. But we are not cheshish, maybe the Shliach forged it. Why should the Shliach forge it? But is it, it's his business. We are not cheshish, maybe the Shliach forged it. So, as long as we know that he was appointed Shliach by the Baal, to hand over the gift to the Isha, so Mimele, we don't have to, so there is no Chash Shemo Isha Zikroi, because the Shliach is handing over the gift to the Isha. And the Spah, and how do we know that he's a Shliach? Maybe he isn't even a Shliach. The answer is, Giti Mechiachot. So in other words, so the Raimed is made that getting out, that when Shliach delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael, so there is no requirement of being Mikai. There is no requirement. The Raimed Chiti is when the Gerush takes place not through a Shliach. So then, the Raimed Chiti is that whether the Nisha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, or an Isha produces a get in Chutz Lored, so she has to be Mikaimed by two Eidim, in the same way as any other Shtar. That is the Shliz Raibim. From the Rajbo it's Mashman, and the Rivosh in Simen Shin Pivov says it explicitly in the name of the Rajbo. And it's Mashman, from certain Mishinas in the Chidush HaRajbo here in Gittin, that his Shita is not the identical Shita of the Raibim. According to the Raibim, it doesn't make any difference whether an Isha produces a get in Chutz Loretz or an Isha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, so she has to be Mikayim. Only a Shliach in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to be Mikayim, because then we don't have to be Cheshish. We don't have to be Cheshish, maybe the Shliach was Mizayim. We only have to be Cheshish, maybe the one who has a motive to be Mizayim, the Isha. But if the Shliach ends over, so then we don't have to be Cheshish. But if an Isha produces a get, whether she produces a get in Chutz Loretz or she produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, she has to be Mikayim. Otherwise, she cannot get married. The Rashba Shita is that when is an Isha expected to be Mikayim the get, and before that, so without that kiyum, so basically will not give her a heta to get married. That is, if an Isha produces a get in Ibn Azayam, in Chutz Loretz. But suppose an Isha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, then there is no need for kiyum again. There is no need for kiyum again. Why? Because according to the Raibet Chite, you see, according to the Raibet Chite, so there is no special kule vis-a-vis get. The only special kule vis-a-vis get is in connection with the Shliach. Because in Shtores, in Kolatere Kule, so in Ibechot is not Nemon to be Mikayev, here by Get, the Shliach is Nemon. Even though he's only one, he's not late. That's the only leniency that the Chachomim applied to Get according to the Raivet. Masha'im came when the Nisha vis-a-vis the Isha herself produces a Get. So the same thing that applies to all Shtores applies to Get. Now, let's say, if a Malve produces Ishtar Alvoyet against the lady, can he collect? He cannot collect unless he is Mikai. Does it make a difference in connection with Ishtar Alvoyet whether the Malve produces Ishtar Alvoyet Shein Mikuyen in the Eretz Yisrael or he produces in Chutz Loretz? So not only if the Malve produces Ishtar Alvoyet against the lady in Chutz Loretz, he cannot collect unless he is Mikai. Even if the Malve produces Ishtar Alvoyet in Eretz Yisrael, so the same thing applies. You wouldn't be able to collect unless he's Mikayim. The same thing according to the Raivet is true of Gerush. Mashenik in the Rashba Shita is that there is a special leniency in regard to Get. In the general takone of kim shtores, that the chachomim apply to other shtores, which applies bein be'at Yisrael, bein be'chutz l'oretz, so does not apply to get. In other words, by other shtores, so midrabonon, as long as the shtar is not niskayim, so the nechkiru yidus in the bezin is lacking. The nechkiru yidus in the bezin is lacking. Midrabonon. That's by other shtores. Mashein king abiget, so mishubigune, the chachomim did not apply this takone that without kiyum the nechkiru yidus in the bezin is lacking. But for the same reason that the chachomim were misakim bechutz la'aretz, that the shliach has to say for nechtam, why? Because in order that the baal should not be able to be me'areir, and the tzeneidim itzuyim mikaymei, so for the same reason the chachomim were misakim, that if the isha herself produces a get bechutz la'aretz, and chutz la'aretz is a place of tzeneidim itzuyim mikaymei, so she also has to be mikaymei. But vis-a-vis a shliach, who a shliach in chutz la'aretz, so the takonis chachomim was that it can be miskayim, not dafke to edi, but by the shliach himself. Vis-a-vis an isha who produces a get in chutz la'aretz, so the takonis chachomim was because of an edi mitzuyim mikaymei, that she has to be mikaim to edi, not to an edi. But the same takone, so it's according to the raivet, so the requirement of kiyum aget, when a nisha produces a get, is the same requirement as kiyum ashtar in all shtars. So the maybe doesn't make any difference whether the isha produces the get in chutz la'aretz or the isha produces the get in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rashba, so mishumigune, the chachomim apply this special leniency to get. And Mimele, if Elisha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael, she doesn't have to be mekayim. Doesn't have to be mekayim. In all shtores, yes, but not in get. Masheinke, if Elisha produces a get in Chutz La'aretz, so for the same reason that the Chachomim required the Shliach to be mekayim, because an Yitzchak Mekayim, so the Chachomim required the Yishu to be mekayim, because of an Yitzchak Mekayim. Otherwise, the Baal might come, might show up, and then will be married, and it will be to the detriment and disadvantage of the Isha. So we take as a Isha. Just as the Chachomim we take as a Isha, were misake, that the Shliach has to be Mikai in Chutz La'aretz, so the Chachomim were also misake, that the Isha has to be Mikai. But when the Isha produces the Ger, then she has to be Mikai for two Eidim, like all other Kiyum. But it's not the same requirement that in all stories. By all shtores, so the requirement of kiyum applies to a shtar that is produced in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael. And by get, it only applies to a shtar that is produced in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Not because of the general requirement in shtores. The general requirement doesn't apply to get, but a special takone, because of an edim mitzuyim mikayim. So it's the same kind of takone as before nechta u'before nechta. Only by shliach in Chutz La'aretz. So it can be miskayim by the shliach, and by the isha in chutz la'aretz, it has to be miskayim by doed. Now, so we see that the number of the yukim in the Rashba, but just, I don't want to mention the yukim in sugyas that we didn't learn, but there is one diuk at the beginning of the Gemara. So there, in the first column of the Rashba, on the first down, so Dibra Masa, Hodam Yikim Nai Lasuya Bitrei. So he says, the Hashkirik of Shalotzal Taitov, the Rabbi Leslie the Rove, Aval Gav di Baal Meboi Kim Shtores, Aval Gav di Baal Meboi Kim Shtores, Lui Svir Lui the Rove, Umishulibune Yikim, Veik Me Adraiser Gam, Da Filo Chad Lui Boi, Eloshim Lishmo, So in other words, so he says that according to the Daitok of the Gemara, that Rabbi does not agree with Rabbi's time of an Yitzchak Mekayim. So the whole purpose von Nachtab ist only because of the Shmo and not because of Kiyu. So the so how about in a division Kane? So in other words, so that means according to Rabbi, there is no requirement of Kiyu on account of any division Kane. According to Rabbis, according to Havam in Rabbi. But I'll leave with Emes and I'll leave with Hobe, there is a requirement of Kiyum in Chutz Laaretz, where it's in a Mitzvah. Anyway, the Rivosh in Simen Shin Pivor. And the Rivosh says, a Bichidesh. He says, you see, everybody assumes that the Raimet is the only one who holds that even by get there is a requirement of Kiyum. He's the only one, he's a Yochid. And all the other Rishayim say to the contrary. So this is what the Sheol assumed. And the Sheol was Rav Chizdoye by Shlomo. So he assumed that the Rambam is the only one, that the Raimet is the only Rishi who requires Kiyum Aget. And all the other Rishayim Achim. The Raimet is the only one. So he says, no. It's the other way around, the Rivosh says. He's in a Shimri Vod. He says that all the Rishayim require Kiyum. When Misha produces Aget, so all the Rishayim require Kiyum. When Elisha produces, he gets the Chutzlach. So all the Rishayim, except for the Rambam is the only one who holds that when Elisha produces, he gets the Chutzlach, that when a lady between the time, she doesn't have to be the time. He says, Umashe kosa kvitcho, the Prisdoi, lehati a ketisha, biloi Kiyum, inosi lechatile, kiyum sheino lebehrin, eilu divrei Rambam zah, eilu. ויאליפלו מהי שאיבסו מספעמי וקניונת אישו מחליות וקיטריון יגרש אבל הרי מצהר שמשבו אישו מבינה שליח יפור של דרך אחרת כיו שכבר נסגרש מחליות וקיטריון דבי לשליח לא מור צריכו שכימו לפעול נחת כשלא צריך כלי וכיו שכבר נסגרש הרי דיבור אומר כלום כמו ישליח אחר שלא סתם להגד לא מפנח את הפסון הדועת ורי מיד אקספלין זה ואי שכבר קיטריון יגרש So in other words, the dibur by the isha shouldn't be enough. The dibur by the shliach is enough. So it's sufficient and effective, but by the isha not. It requires a yagodah by two. This is how he explains the Gemara Kasha. Right. The mighty amrino, we must listen. צריך שתימא לפני נחת אבדום ידי מיית אמרינו גם בשליח המיד מן איזה ים צור שאימא לפני נחת ונחת כדי שלא יזוף פלאי and then he says Then he says, "V'lo yoyisi le'arambamza sheyachleid benisho mishliach, benisho mishliach. Ki ma shekosav bechidusho, gavya masnis midamei v'get be'art Yisrael. The isho yitzricho kiyum. The isho yitzricho kiyum v'lo yiru. So the Rambam says in so many words that an isho without yiru. So when an isho produces a get." She doesn't have to be Mikai. So that Ramban says Beferish. Be'eretz Yisroel. That Ramban is reference to Eretz Yisroel. If Elisha produces a get in Eretz Yisroel, so then, because Eretz Yisroel is between Mikai, so there is no special reason as to why she should require Kiyum. Only the general takone. So the general takone of Kiyum doesn't apply to get because Mishim do not call Rabbanon. Mashayim kine chutz loretz, where an aid between Mikai, so the Chachomim were misakim with Tevas Yisho, in connection with the Shliach. So for the same reason, So, in connection with the Isha producing Kepler Chutzlaret, so for the same reason, Litima Se Isha, to protect her against the Nilo, they also require Tir, he says, according to Ramban. And when the Ramban says that when the Isha is making Kepler Chutzlaret, when it's Tzirich Kiyum, so the Chutzlaret, the Maslis and Victorian Isha are very Yalo, our Chutzlaret, they need to be truly kaimen. The ktonim aslis in mishniach in yeshu avayim is kaim bechayismo. The mashma abloyi rabbi v'yishonam lechayshino. Utzricho kiyom, kiyom shidinot. And then he says, umashi yichriach riza, v'meitzi shtachiv al chavere. Then he says something very strange, the Ribosh. Umashi yichriach riza, v'meitzi shtachiv al chavere, sheyichay shishim imzuye, heichad ritoyim bibori, מארץ ישראל יאו שהמיץ ישתחיב על חברי אין מביאי ממדינס היה אלו סתום את המיוסה בלירו מיכתה ואידי מיצוי אמריקאי so he says something very strange this is very strange he says that even according to the Rishi the is Nino he says the other poem that even by story by other stories so you're not Rishi from Israel and we can collect shall we be fun So he says that is only true in Eretz Yisrael, where they are in the Mitzvah Mikayim. But in Chutz Lo'aretz, the real name, this is very strange. In Chutz Lo'aretz, if the Malbe will produce a star, shall we be fun of the Leve, so best we will tell him we cannot collect. Unless Yom Mikayim is. Why? So he should is that the same Tachonet, we see that the Chachonim were misakin the Tachonet by get to the for the to protect the Isha in order to protect him and to make the Isha immune against a possible future contesting by the Baal. So the same Tachonet the Chachonim enacted regarding all stories, but that Tachonet was only applied to Chutz Lo'aretz. Where there's any Mitzvah Mikayim, so then there might be a problem. So if the Baal will come, or if the Leva will come and it will be Nare, and then it will be difficult for the Malve to find David because in any Mitzvah Mikayim. But in the Eretz Yisrael, there is no such. It's a very strange cheat. So this is what he says: Umashi Yechiach Rizal remains Ishtachim Al Chaveret. שיחיש שיוצויה היכה בריטויים ביבורי מארץ ישראל יאלפו שהמיץ ישתחים על חבר אין מביא אין מזה זה יאל אלו סתום אין מיוסה בירו מיכתו ואין מצויים מכאן בוא תנח נעמה אין לך נעמה איך תודי ישתחים that comes in the Nes Hayam so best you will not collect from the Nechosim of the Rebbe שאולי בפונו until it is this kind where did he find such a Tekone? Will he find that Tekone? Will he find the Gabiget? So maybe the Chachomim, and it's more mistaka, that the Chachomim were very concerned in protecting the Isha. Because then there would be a laws that she's in the Shishish and the children are Mamzeh. But as far as for the moment, who cares? So he'll be the Arel, he'll be the Arel. So nothing will happen. So he says that the same Takone applies to all sorts. So this is the Shitas Yochid. I don't think there is anyone else who agrees with that shita of the Rivosh. But then the Rivosh says that the Ramban only says in connection with the Anisha producing a get in the Eretz Yisrael that she can get married without being behind the get. But in connection with Anisha producing a get in Chutz Lo'aretz, then Besim will not allow her, according to Ramban, to get married. And then he says, וגם מדברי הרשב"א ז"ל, במסליס דעמי וגט בארץ ישראל נראה, והיכה שני מצוי ומקיימי חיישנו. So he says that that's the Rashi Shita. And from the Rashi it's much like that. The Ramban, I don't know, but he says that that's the Ramban Shita also. But the Rashi, from the Rashi, there are many Diyuki, in other words. So there is a difference. So we have three Shitas. We have the Shita of the Ramban that by get there is no requirement of kiyum, whether the anisha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael or the anisha produces a get in Eretz Yisrael. Then we have the shita of the Ravid that by get there is a requirement of kiyum. Whether, regardless, whether the Yisha produces the get in Chutz La'aretz, and even if she produces the get in Eretz Yisrael, because according to the Rambam, the general requirement that applies to all shtores applies to get, and then we have the shita of the Rashba, and according to the Rivosh, that's the shita of the Ramban too, and that's the shita of Tesis too. But anyway, the Rishonim don't say it. But, and then we have the shita of the Rashba, the one who says it, that's the Rashba, that the general requirement of kiyum shtores doesn't apply to get, because we should make an akel Rabbanon. But we do find the Chachamim more misakel with Tesis Yisho. A special takkone of kiyum of the fonyach and fonyachta in connection with the shliach who delivers the get from Chutz La'aretz. So for the same takkone, for the same reason, to protect the isho, the chachomim enacted in connection with the isho who produces the get in Chutz La'aretz. Mashenke in connection with the isho who produces the get in Eretz Yisrael. So since they are in the mitzvah, there is no and the general takkone does not apply to get. According to the Raive, the general takkone applies to it. Alright, now. Alright, I just learned the one piece of the mark. My time. Rabbi Omar Lefishen, Kino Lishmo. Rabbi Omar Lefishen, Yilid Mitzuyo Mikan. Shleid Mitzuyo Mikan. My Binayim. So Rashi says, "Lishem kiyum lishmo, and then there's a yam neteiro and yedim shitzorch lechtiv aget b'shem ayisho ukroksi because of his sinatrisus lo dahayim lishmo. Yukachim erashliyam v'fonelech v'fonelechtam u'imei l'shayim olay u'nichtav lishmo. V'u'im erei u'kam m'forish maitanu la'tzrichu na'amu l'imim al lishmo." So the Gemara says that in the Chachomim had required him to say at the very outset, immediately, v'fonelechtav lishmo, v'fonelechtam lishmo, Before I nechta lishmo, so then it's uyachinshis that it will be megas. He'll omit something. So because it will be too long a declaration. So now that the chachomim are misake, before I nechta, so we are not chinshish, maybe he will omit. But Rashi Shiti is that even though the chachomim didn't require him at the very beginning to say, when he hands over the gate, Before I nechtam lishmo, but once he says before I nechtam, so then there's no asking him. You mean lishmo? So then you answer yes. So that is required according to Rashi. I'll read it up. The Ri is chelik. The Ri says that the requirement by the Chachonim was he should just say Before I nechtam, and that means lishmo. And basically, wouldn't even ask him, you mean lishmo? Because before I nechtam himself means before I nechtam lishmo. And before I nechtam itself means before I nechtam lishmo. But according to Rashi, so Jewy doesn't have to say it at the very outset before I nechtam lishmo. He just says at the very outset before I nechtam. But then, basically, ask him lishmo, then you'll have to spell out lishmo. And according to me, he doesn't even have to spell it out afterwards. Alright, we should need to see the kind, and Shayokis Mitsuyas Mishon, we can't. She Yomi Abao Yam Yorima with the Safti, she even Mitsuyu Haka Sina Sayyidi, the new Mishriya, will come in for it, being Robbe, being with Abu the Boyetre. So you might be Naye, Ike Benaye da Suya Betray. So again, so there's a machlike between Rashi and Tetzves. Why does the Gemara say that according to Rabbe, if it's a suya betray, he doesn't have to say it for nechta for nechta. So Rashi says a suya betray. Ushneim nasu shluchim garsh. They haget yeitzim tachas in ishneim. Lirabe boi lemeima. Lirobe loi boi lemeima. Shal ishneim hei. Vim yaam yabal harim tzuyim kain. So if two shluchim in the people get, so according to Rabbe, they have to say for nechta for nechta. Because the purpose of Nechtam is to verify that it was a Shmos. So what difference does it make whether one delivers it or two delivers? But according to Rabbi, that we are not worried about the Shmos, because we are sure that it was a Shmos. So we are only worried because of any Mitzvah Nikaime, but if he delivers it, so these two Shmuchim themselves will be in the position to be Mikam. To be Mikam. Now let's see the thesis. That's who betrayed. Pirushak interest. Remind your man. Because she ought to be kippetolu, machines, money, the kindly, Kishiyobi Abao, the Abe. It's not such a strong cash. He says, can we put these two shluchim in prison and hold them arrested? So in case the Baal comes and he's married, so then he'll tell them, well, you be witnessed. We cannot keep them in prison. Well, that's not such a strong kasha. Because since they were involved, and then he has another kasha. They formally, the asui betray kach shovim shneim shneim ashub, shemakir chzim asei. So he says, if the reason is why, in the case, were two shluchim that we will get, so we don't have to, they don't have to say for nachtam, because these two, in case of Yehu, so the bar, in case of Yehu by the bar, so they themselves will be available, so why daft if two shluchim deliver? Let's say, according to Obe, if one shliach delivers the get, but at the time he delivers the get, there are two individuals we know who are familiar with the signature of the, let's say, we know these two individuals are familiar. So then, according to Rabbi, you shouldn't have to say Konachu Konachu. Well, that isn't the strong kasha. Because the, as the Gemara says, a lady between the time. So the Gemara says, Bimchuze, even in the same city, it's a lady between the time. Because in Mirshane, Bnei Mechuze in Ivy, even in Mechuze, they were like the Americans. Always gone, always left, never at home. So Mele, so it was in between the Kaime, even in the same city. So what does it mean? Does it mean that in between the Kaime, that it's impossible to get people to be Mikaim Mishtar in the same city? The answer is, when Elo Chodobo Aimi Negedoros, so if a person wants to do something, so then he makes himself available. But if there is no real Rotson, so then there is a good excuse. He's always busy. It's true, he's always busy. I mean, you try to get an appointment with a rich man, so he can't get an appointment. He's always busy. Why? Because he doesn't have the Rotson to give a donation. So that's why he's always busy. But if there is a real Rotson, so you'll find time, no matter how busy he is. So this is what Gemara says. Shanet ben Mechuzet in Ayin. Because there is no real option to render a service of being mikayim of authenticating a certain signature when it's needed. There is no real option. So in Melee, they are busy. But if a person is interested in rendering a certain service, so they always find time to be mikayim, to testify. I mean, how much time does he have to spend in going to Besdin and making testimony in that he, you know, in authenticating the signature? But he's not so eager to do it. So in Mele, it's difficult to get maybe. But if a person has an interest, so there he'll find time, even though it's an extremely kindly and they're always busy. So this is what Rashi says. In the case of Shnayim Nashuk Shemakik Smesayim, he is not involved in the get, so he'll always be busy. Mashayim came, if two are shluchim, so they are already involved with this bow and with this issue and this get. So they're not likely to say, I'm busy, I have to go here, I have to go there. They'll find time. In Chodomo, in the Gnarotzi. Mashayim came, Shnayim Nashuk, they're not involved with it yet. So they'll say that they don't have the time to come to Bez. So that in the same way you can answer the first kasha of cases. Because she ought to be kicked at all loot. It's not necessary if there is El Chodom or anything in the Hotzi. So if the Edim who know the signature of the Edim, so if they are interested and they are eager in authenticating the signatures, so then you don't have to keep them in prison. They'll manage how to do it. You just have to let them know that they have to come at this and this hour to Bezdin and be kind of them. That's Rashi. Anyway, Tesres is Heker. Unfortunately, that's your betray in the Ambe, Shabal Shofa, the Sulu Mehemel in Nadu Shoah, the Hoche Omer Kama, Shnaim Tzvich Libel Tvonecha, Umayu Bidikim Utvonecha Yoshe, Milo Mehemel. So, Lahaim Hashinov, שם הרחתם לאיזי, אין פסולים. ומסתום הקים לשאול אותו כי גט, כי די נושא, די נחוש לך שם. In other words, so, because if once we are believers again, so then it's not that we are really Cheshi Shnei Mitzvizuel. We are not Cheshi Shnei Mitzvizuel. We are Cheshi Shnei Mitzvizuel. The Baal will be mad, and you'll be called to Cheshi. But we are not Cheshi that objectively made Mitzvizuel. We are only Cheshi, maybe the Baal will be mad, and you'll be called to the get will be calculated. So the male, if one shliach delivers the get, so then there is a possibility that the Baal will come and will say that this get, he never executed that yet. He never executed that. But it was delivered, handed over by shliach. The shliach did it himself. Mashiach came, if two shliach, so they can be aided. So if the Baal will have the chutzpah to come and say that he never executed that yet, so the Eidim will be matrishim. He will not be able to come to the Eidim, because no one will believe his evil as against the testimony by the Eidim. So mainly we are sure that the Baal will not have the chutzpah to come and be ma'are. So as long as we are sure that the Baal will not have the chutzpah to be ma'are, so we don't have to be afraid. Maybe it's Israel. So many of us are walking the camera shines going to connect. We might be moving from the ocean land. We have the Hashim to make the amazing in soon. The stomach to show get the dinner say, the no hush lash. All right. So, my benai, I keep an eye as you betray. In our men, in dinner, in dinner, about his heart. The second afternoon is, and the second afternoon is, so, is the second Akimine is only Alim the Havamim of the Gemara. That before the Gemara came to the conclusion that in Eretz Yisrael, so there are always in between the Kaimah. His mom is Amigdosh because of the Goli, and after the Chum is Amigdosh because of what he did. So that's the Maskon of the Gemara. So Meile, that means that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so Bein Rabbe, Bein Rovi, if a Shliach delivers a get, Mindino Be'arz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for that. Because they are King Shmo, and they are in Tzuni Kaimi, on account of the Eligolim, or on account of what he did, even after this Chum is Amidosh. But the Havamim in the Gemara, right now the Gemara assumed that according to Rove, that the time is because of Shnei Tzuni Kaimi, so when Shliach delivers a get from one Medina to another Medina, in Eretz Yisrael, so he has to say Ponechta Ponechta. Mashiach in the Kodit Rabbi, the time because of the Shmo, so in the Shliach delivers again from one Medina, in Eretz Yisrael, let's say from Yehuda to Goyim, from Goyim to Yehuda, so he does not have to say Ponechta Ponechta, because it's a Kim Shmo. But this is not so according to Maskon of the Shmo. In Ame, in Ferdinand Kimine, basically, in the Medina Seyam. So according to the time, of in Kinishmo, so even basically. But you can't get down into the country, so basically, you know, not. There are between the country, except Mechuze, because Mechuze, all the people in Mechuze were very busy. Alright, you were never at all. Alright, so we'll leave it.